Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, spirituality, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Reverend Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share insights and practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the eastern cougar, the Canadian lynx, the eastern elk, the passenger pigeon, and the gray wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm so glad you are here for episode 114. My reemergence episode. After I caved to all that life was throwing at me. One big change between the last episode and now is I am now an ordained interfaith minister after graduating from seminary in June. There's been a lot going on in my head around what that means. I felt like a butterfly in the chrysalis phase, just some goop of potential. For our ordination, we were asked to write a statement of ministry and make personal vows. Wow, that was hard. Imagine being goop and trying to decide what's next. In the end, this was my statement of ministry. I believe that love is the essence of the universe, manifesting itself as life in all its forms. My ministry asked me to affirm love by compassionately nurturing the life around me. I am rooted in earth and nature-honoring spiritual practices. As such, I am committed to bridging faith traditions to ecological awareness by creating opportunities through those practices for others to experience their interconnection and to find awe and magic in life. I will continue to run my nonprofit turtle rescue, a turtle ministry, which is my most profound personal expression of compassion and care for the earth and her beings. As an interspiritual minister, I will also bring my joy and reverence for nature into wedding ceremonies, baby and animal blessings, and congregational services. I am open to love guiding my ministry further. I dream of being a voice for life, especially the lives of wild beings, through spoken and written words. I plan to use my ministerial voice to advocate for physically bridging wildlife habitats, to provide safe passage over roads. I will speak for biodiversity, so that love can continue to manifest in many forms, and for a just transition to a more sustainable and life-affirming human existence on Earth. That was a little heavy. A lot to take in. A lot to integrate for me. And then my vow. I vow to commit my hands and my heart to compassionately caring for the Earth and all her beings, each a manifestation of love. To deepen into interconnection and to live kindly in service to love, and I vow to always see the magic. I've been repeating that vow daily since graduation. The energy of those words is building, so here I am, ready to share something about interconnection and this wild world that is all around us. I'm not sure how this will shake out, but I believe the correct message will come through. For my own inspiration, I pulled a card from Colette Baron-Reed's Spirit Animal Oracle deck and got Horse Spirit with the message, "Freedom is yours." Not exactly helpful since I was hoping to narrow things down, but I guess I am free to choose. Horse Spirit's message echoes what came through for me when I worked with last night's full moon in Aquarius. It's time to jump the fence of limiting beliefs, ruts, and this human system that says we have to keep living like we've been, which is so out of balance with the collective of all the Earth's beings. Once free, we can imagine, dream, and journey our way into a better world, one where all life thrives, where humans give more than they take, and we stop seeing wildlife as other that needs to be kept away or eradicated. This world is possible, and you and I can co-create it with spirit. Part of my reemergence was actually leaving the house again. One morning, while I was outside meditating, I felt an overwhelming loneliness, a real need to be with like-hearted humans. I told the squirrels about it, and the sadness I was feeling around the isolation, and complained there was no festivals or pagan groups close enough for me to participate in without overnight travel during turtle rehab season. The next morning, I woke up early and felt drawn to Facebook, even though I try to stay off social media until later in the day. And there, right at the top, was an announcement of a fairy festival being held not far from where I live. It reminded me that I have been meaning to check out the metaphysical shop that was running it because I needed ritual candles in colors I couldn't find in just any store. I visited that very day. And not only did I leave with every color candle I needed and a book I've been looking for, but I got myself a vendor application for the fairy festival. So, if you're listening in New York's Adirondack region, come to the Fairy and Magical Creatures Festival in Elizabethtown on Saturday, September 3rd. I will be setting up my healing booth and offering mini shamanic Reiki elemental cleanse sessions in exchange for donations to my nonprofit Turtle Rescue. And there will be turtles for you to meet, probably a dragon, and maybe even a giant frog named Trevor, if he's up for it. Trevor just came to me after his keeper passed away suddenly, and we're still getting to know each other. But he is a pretty magical creature. So how can you deepen into interconnection? I invite you into meditation. And if it's not the right time, stop listening now and come back when you can sit for a while. If you're ready, find a comfortable seat or recline, lay down, however you feel most supported. And close your eyes. Wiggle. Release any tension that might be hanging out in your body. smile and release that silliness that can come up in meditation, especially if the topic is uncomfortable. And then bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in and out through your nose and watch the way your natural breath flows down into your lungs and out again. Natural, easy breath. What a miracle this breath is. How magical. You can watch the breath, follow the breath. And then when you're not looking at the breath, it just keeps doing its thing. Invite your breath to get a little bit deeper now. Bringing breath into bottom corners of your lungs, up into the sides of your lungs, up into the tops of your lungs, so that they fill completely. And then let the breath out slowly. Again, fill your lungs. Pause at the top of that inhale just for a moment. Let that breath swirl around and then exhale and release. Know that you are releasing carbon dioxide, other gases that don't serve. And then when you breathe in again, you're bringing in oxygen. Miraculous breath that you can control or not. It's your choice. With each out breath, relax. Relax your neck and shoulders. Relax your elbows and wrists. Relax down the length of your spine. Relax your hips, your knees, your ankles. Relax your fingers and toes. Surrender into the support of whatever you're sitting on or lying on. Now, in your mind's eye, begin to see the world around you without looking, as if just in front of your closed eyes, there was a movie screen. The scene is where you are. Whether you're in a city, in an apartment, in a house, in the suburbs, in a very rural setting, there is life all around you. Beings that you share the space with. Begin to see them. See the mammals. Maybe you have squirrels, mice. Maybe there's feral cats. Rose Fox. Maybe there's deer. See. Sense. Remember all of the creatures that are around you. How about the birds? Pigeons, hawks, songbirds, blue jays, cardinals, sparrows. What birds share the space with you? What insects are there? Mosquitoes, flies, wasps, bumblebees, butterflies. Maybe there are spiders, grasshoppers. What's around you? See, sense, or remember. Are there reptiles? Turtles? Lizards? Snakes? Bring them into the picture of the life that is around you. Seeing them, sensing them, just knowing that they're there. How about amphibians? Maybe there's frogs or salamanders. You may not have met them, but can you sense their presence? Allow the vastness of the biodiversity where you are to come into your awareness. So many beings, so many different species. We humans are just one. And now see, sense, or feel that between each one of these beings, there is a thread, silver, glistening as if covered with dewdrops. And these threads form a web, the great web of existence. Feel your place within the web. Know that you too are part of this great interconnected web. And feel the loving energy that flows through the silver threads. Feel how you are receiving love from the beings all around you. And send love through the threads out to all those beings. As you feel the love and interconnection to be aware of this feeling. The next time you see one of these beings in the physical world, and be kinder, be gentler as you walk on the earth, step through your day, and acknowledge all these beings sharing this space. Each having an inherent right to be here, to exist. And now bring your attention back to your breath. Breath flow in to your lungs and out again. This miracle of breath. And as you're ready, gently open your eyes. Acknowledge with me the divine light in all beings that connects us, that makes us all one. Namaste.